You know, I think it's about time that Hollywood produces a serial killer thriller about a complicated serial killer. Well, I guess there's Barry. Well, I guess there's Dexter. Well, I guess there's Killing Eve.
Isn't he a hitman?
A hitman. So, guys, there's another show about a morally complicated hitman. We have opinions, and we'll be talking about it right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is mine and Jeff's favorite song, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a catchy song. We needed a catchy song for what I would argue is not a very catchy show.
Oh.
I'm being a little shady.
It's
I might have been
hot.
A little shady up top, too.
Coming in
hot. I like it.
But it's time. It's time for the TV Pilot Review Show here on AfterBuzz TV. As you guys know, we come with new pilots every week. And this week, we're covering Mr. In-Between on FX, originally produced in Australia for Australia's version of FX, which has since collapsed. But the U.S. picked it up.
The Foxtel is gone?
The Australian FX is gone.
FX, but not the Foxtel, right?
There's still Foxtel, just no FX. But as I mentioned, guys, today, this is a TV Pilot Review Show. We're covering the first episode of FX's new show, Mr. In Between. We're only covering that episode, so that's all we've seen. This show reviews pilots only. We don't have an after show for this yet, but if you guys like it more than we did, we'll consider putting on an after show. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. I'm not alone. I'm surrounded by a group of amazing panelists. I'm going to start with D'Angelo today.
Ooh.
D'Angelo down on the end.
I had
a close out. I wanted you to end with me.
All right,
can you end with me?
Today.
Thank you.
We got Linda Antwi.
Did you see that? He looked at me when he was calling you out. I had to ignore him.
Fair enough.
Hi, guys.
We have Sam Davidson.
Hello, everybody.
We have D'Angelo Platt.
Hi, guys. I was going to say that is my favorite cold open of you ever.
It was a little bit of a train wreck, but that happens
just
sometimes.
Just
like the show.
So it was on purpose?
Did any of us like the show? Because if any of us liked... And in fact, before we talk about the show, I do want to watch the trailer, because that's what we do on this show. We honor the art of making a good trailer. So, Mr. Between, as I mentioned, it's about a morally complicated hitman with like a family and stuff. Not that we've ever seen that before on TV. But we're going to watch the trailer for the show and then discuss it. And we'll talk about the show in a little bit. So, Josh, hit that trailer. So, in terms of this show, as I mentioned, it's an Australian-produced show starring Scott Ryan. He also, I don't know if you guys knew this, but he wrote and created the show as well.
Yeah.
And it's based off a movie that he had written and is executive produced by Nash Edgerton, who directed some of these episodes. So we'll talk more about the development as soon as we get this trailer queued up. How we doing in the booth? Maybe getting close. Almost there.
What's interesting about this is that Fox picked it up for 6 episodes only.
FX.
Oh yeah, FX. That's what I meant.
Yes.
I'm looking at FX.
Okay, we'll save that conversation. We're gonna watch the trailer now, then come back into it. Here we go.
Tell us a little bit about why you're here.
My name is Ray. I'm 40. Got a kid. Divorced.
Do you think that you've got an anger problem?
No.
Okay.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel.
So if you're in jail and you disrespect somebody,
sun in the sky,
you can end up dead.
You know how I feel.
There's consequences. But out here in the real world,
why don't you watch where you're going, eh?
What was that?
There's no consequences.
And I'm feeling...
Because people let them get away with it.
Good.
You right, old man?
Do you enjoy hitting people?
I wouldn't say I enjoy hitting people.
Stars when you shine.
How she ends up with you.
She must be desperate.
Scent of the pie.
I'm pretty big on respect.
You know
if you don't, we got a problem.
So in your mind, you've done society a favor.
And I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a bad trailer. It's a pretty good trailer.
It's a pretty good trailer. But do you feel like it even told you what the show is about?
I think the trailer did, yeah.
Okay.
The pilot didn't at all.
But Linda cheated, everyone.
I was going to make my own admission.
No, we need to throw you under the bus. You need to be thrown under the bus.
That's what you get for cheating.
So Linda did watch two. But at the end of the show, I want to ask how you felt about both. Because technically, let's only talk about the pilot.
I was only going to talk about the pilot.
I'm curious, though, because I actually am curious, having seen two, what you think. Because personally, I'll go ahead and start. I didn't think this was a great pilot. I think it had a couple fun moments, but in an era when television has gotten so specific and sharply written, I mean, this is a provocative premise that I feel like really collapsed in on itself. Especially, I don't know if you guys watched Barry, but that's one of my favorite new shows of the year. And if you want to talk about a sort of misguided hitman who's struggling with the personal and professional responsibilities of his job clashing, that show did it in such an interesting and high stakes and just like sharply written way. And I think everything about this pilot felt kind of flat and deflated, like a limp balloon.
Well, it just made me realize that this, I'm sure this was the pilot in Australia. I don't know when this premiered there, but we're essentially recycling a show.
Yeah.
And are we doing it because they're going to continue to make more, or they just wanted to air it? I don't understand, especially during this pivotal like TV time coming into the fall. Why show a show that's already been aired in Australia?
Yeah, unless it's really good.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, I mean, just off of what Linda told me, that based on the TV show, they wanted you to watch two in a row, but then online it's separated per episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they knew that you needed to watch the first two to get it going. But if, you know, we're reviewing the pilot episode and this is the first 30 minutes I see, and based on that trailer, I'm supposed to care about this person and that's why I should keep watching it. They gave me no reason to care about the person.
And there's only six episodes.
Yeah, the pilot's trash. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It's terrible. It's terrible because, A, you don't know, you're not invested. You don't know you don't get a sense of what the show is about.
Right.
Like, I need to know you're a hitman in the pilot because that's the reason you brought me in with the trailer, and you get none of that. And you don't even actually really get to know the main character very much at all. It's kind of like he's just wandering through his day.
Yes.
So given that, I would say that the pilot is terrible. But if you watch the second half hour, it changes.
It gets a lot
better. Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Like, well, in fairness, normally we shade people who overwatch, but technically FX aired them back to back. So if you watched on TV, you could almost argue the first two are the pilot, but online
they're not. I mean, because it
it's
ends.
Separated.
You get the credit.
I was trying to give you. I was trying to help you out.
I cheated, but I was like, I'm not wasting 30 minutes. I would need to know if this is like trash or not.
Well, and to be fair, on a scale of like bad, we have like the mayor, and we have like you know what I mean. It's not like the mayor bad, because the mayor is like bad.
Together.
Alone Together, Insatiable, which I liked. Apparently, is not a good pilot. So like on the scale of bad pilots, it's not irresponsible or offensive. It's just uninteresting.
Yeah, and just so unremarkable. I felt like it ended, and I was like, this. Like I don't feel like it was necessarily bad. But I just felt like it was aggressively mediocre. I felt like it was like almost overwhelmingly middle of the road.
Yeah.
And especially with now all this fall TV just coming at you right now, because everything's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you have a pilot that's just like,
do you guys think it could be a cultural thing that maybe Australia is just finds this fascinating? I don't know. Because it was a very slice of life kind of thing, and you ease into this anti-hero, whereas usually there's an inciting incident you need for American audiences to be like, oh my god, this happened, now we're on a journey with this exact same character. This is just kind of the middle of his life.
That's a fair critique, because a lot of the British shows we watch are a lot slower.
Yeah.
Or they focus on the person way more than the plot. So maybe what were they focusing on in this episode, though?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
What was this pilot about?
I feel like the only thing... I'm about to get into spoiling territory.
Let's save it.
Okay, so I'll save it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we all agree. We sort of struggled with this pilot. And I will say that the cultural thing's interesting, because I haven't watched a lot of Australian television. And my take on this was like, it's just so dry and understated. But the other Australian show and comic that I love is anything Chris Lilley does. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have ever seen Summer Heights High,
it's absurd.
And I'm like, so clearly it's, I mean, I don't want to generalize all of Australian television based on the two programs I've seen.
Right.
But if there was a general consensus that Australian television tends to be more subtle, Chris Lilley pushes against that. And I know he's like a national treasure in Australia.
Yeah. And I just have to add this. I mean, in a way, it really did seem like they were copying Breaking Bad so much, even the way that he looked, and just expected us to be like, oh, we get the same feeling that we did with Breaking Bad towards the end when he was all bald. And this is this new story of that. So we were supposed to somehow be okay with it just not happening.
For there to be a likable anti-hero show at this stage in the game, you need something really compelling. Like there's a reason why, like, this guy, even if he had been a woman, like, something, I was like, a white guy, middle-aged dad. And the other thing is, I just don't feel like he seemed to have any moral...
compass?
Yeah, I was like, do you care? Do you like your job? Do you dislike your job? Are you apathetic about everything?
But in the pilot, what did you think his job was? Because he didn't do anything maybe he's not the money collector. Like, so what was his job?
I guess that's...
if only going from the pilot.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, it wasn't insinuated that, oh, he kills people for money based on the first episode. Because that's what a hitman would
be, right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you don't get a sense of who he is.
I kind of got the impression he was like a liaison.
Yeah.
Like,
he's and then a vigilante.
Mr. In-Between.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I guess he's like in-between family and in-between. I get what the show is trying to do.
Isn't it a little too on the nose, though? Even the title, and I'm like, ooh.
The show, mediocre, in-between.
It's just tough. Yeah.
No, but Mr. In-Between, I'm like, wow, could you have not been more...
That's too
just,
literal. You're not creative.
It's way too literal.
I do kind of feel like, is it a comedy or a drama? It's kind of in between. Is it good? Is it bad? It's kind of in between. Is it an hour? Is it 22? It's in between.
Like, you know, this feels good. We haven't gone in on a show in a while, so this brings me closer to you guys.
Yeah. Let's do our pass or play.
Let's do our pass or play.
You can start with me now.
I got a pass on this show, and I don't think I'm going to recommend it because there's other great versions of this show already existing. So pass.
Yeah, double pass.
I'm a pass half play. Because the second part is,
That's new.
Pass half play.
Making stuff up.
Yes, I know. I don't know. I think that given maybe the second episode, because I did like it better towards the end, and I did want to continue. However, I did not. so I don't know. But if Linda says it was good, then I might just be interested.
I think that the pilot was not good.
Okay.
But I'm going to say play. If you can get through the 30 minutes.
Ooh.
You should definitely watch the next 30 minutes.
Yep. Can we have someone cheat every week?
I know, I exactly need that. Well, because that's the thing is, FX does, in general, their track record's so good.
Yeah.
I was like, this show has to have something. The pilot is just so...
blah.
Yeah. Okay, development real quick. The show is starring Scott Ryan, who's playing Ray Shoesmith. He's our central Mr. In Between. He developed this series based on a feature that he wrote and directed called The Magician. And
which was a mockumentary, I just found out.
That sounds interesting.
Right?
That's the thing that could have made this pilot be something for me. That movie was produced by Nash Edgerton, as is this show. The Edgertons are doing stuff right now.
And I don't know if you're going to say this, but originally they filmed that movie over 10 days in Australia on a Australian dollar budget.
Wow.
And then... it became a cult favorite, and that's how Nash Edgerton got involved.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting. Well, yeah, I trust him. I like his stuff. And
What other stuff has he done?
Gringo, The Matrix, Warrior.
The Matrix trilogy, Star Wars 2 and 3.
He's
the Thin Red Line.
Yeah.
The Great Gatsby.
And his brother Joel just wrote and directed a movie called A Boy Erased that everyone is saying is going to win all the Oscars.
Yes, so, I'm going to see that next week.
Yep. Okay. Cool. So those are overall thoughts. That's development. At this point, guys, we are getting to spoiler territory. So if you haven't seen the pilot, you've heard our take.
Spoiler alert.
Before we give you our spoiler take, because I know you're so excited to hear, Sam, I'd like you to talk about the network on which we're airing this coverage.
Of course. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are completely optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you live on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. We love doing this with you every week.
We do. And with so much good stuff online, guys. D'Angelo, you had a spoiler you wanted to talk about.
Yes.
You forgot?
No, I have it. Just great. Found it. I feel like this show kind of felt like random, like parts, right? And I noticed there was this one scene where he has to cover for his friend for the DVD thing. He just basically has to claim like that he watched porn for his wife or whatever. Yeah, I had to remember, get the words together. Yeah, I'm looking at this scene and I'm like, I can tell that they really just wanted to include this. Uh-huh. Like it was kind of random. It was supposed to give us insight into him as a character, but I don't think it really effectively did that. I think it just really. It summed up my experience for the show. It was like, what am I watching? What's the point of this?
Yes.
Yeah, this is kind of funny, but like, not enough for me to like care that much. And so it was part of our earlier conversation.
I get that. Yeah. It's sort of, for you, like the emblem of the show is exactly. Perfectly represented in how generic and seemingly inconsequential that scene was.
Exactly.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, what else did people...
That's all I get.
This is the problem. I think with this pilot, it was 30 minutes and we hardly got anything. I mean, one thing I'll say, and I want to see if you guys disagree or agree, I was frustrated by how little I could read this guy. Mm-hmm. Mm. Like, I was like, do you feel morally conflicted about this? Do you give a shit about your daughter?
Well, and that's why, you know, it's TV shows. I'm like, you're supposed to woo us.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is your wooing episode.
Right.
Bring us in. And they kind of just acted like, oh, we know it's good. But we don't know you, Australian TV show. Like, give us a good intro to what this is.
Yeah. Anything.
It had to have been designed for you to watch. I mean, had to have been designed for you to watch
binge.
It yeah. as an hour. Maybe they should just release it as an hour episode.
I know. Well, yeah.
I did like the little girl, though, I will say.
They released the hour, though, for this, though, right?
I don't know. I didn't...
Yeah, because we saw it. So, it was
so
an hour
but on TV,
minutes.
That's what's kind of confusing. On TV, it seems like it's a 30-minute, then a 30-minute, right?
Well, here's what I'll say. Mm-hmm. When you DVR it, FX forces you to record both of them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, like, on the schedule, it's an hour.
But if you were to buy it on iTunes for $1.99, then I'm assuming you'd buy it too.
Maybe. I don't know. I just know online the pilots...
Maybe this is our fault.
You need the hour.
Maybe we're supposed to watch
you need
too.
The hour.
You need the hour to put the pieces in place. But I agree with Sam where if it's 30 minutes and it's going to be 30 minutes for this full six episodes...
It's advertised as 30 minutes.
You need to have wooed us in that first 30 minutes because no one's going to care about your character or the show because it was to me personally, it was about nothing and I was not invested... But then I did cheat because I was like, I wasted 30 minutes. What? And there's another 30. I have to know what's
Sometimes
happening.
You just need to make your own choices that are right for you. I support you.
And I'm glad I did because it's completely...
It's way better.
It's way better. It's like
that's
a
good.
New show.
So I think that's something that, you know, because we've seen a lot of shows do that. You know, you release an hour and then the rest of them are 30 minutes.
Right.
It's sold. I mean, when you read the description, it says in half an hour drama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's something that they maybe should have... thought about or released and made it more concise.
Right. And I will say, too, have you guys heard of a book called Save the Cat? I'm sure Sam probably has. Maybe. It's a screenwriting.
Why? Because I have a cat?
No. Just it's a writing book. Some people, it just depends on whether or not you read it. But it's this screenwriting book by a guy named Blake Snyder who talks about the fact that in any movie, whether it's a drama, a thriller.
Oh, yes.
You want to give your protagonist a Save the Cat moment, which is like even the smallest thing to get us on board with them, to woo us. Yeah. I like that wording, Sam. And like there wasn't really a Save the Cat moment for us in the first half hour of this pilot. And when you think about it, if it's six half hour episodes, that's all this commitment is to this show. That's shorter than a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. That's shorter than Titanic. That's shorter than, you know, it's barely anything. And for us to have a whole half hour where we don't know anything about this guy is kind of, to me, unforgivable.
Well, yeah. For me, the daughter was a little bit of a save the cat. And yeah. I liked You're how... She was really cute, and I liked how even though he was probably putting her in massive danger by just leaving her alone in the car, like going after his enemies, you know, she's bound to get hurt at some point. But it was a heroic, in a way, act, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And I also think that when he was in the dog part and had his moment with the other lady and her dog, that was a save the cat moment because... You got to see a little bit of his insecurity.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
So
it was something for us to grab onto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
I'm still just trying to wrap my head around this 6-episode limited series things that shows keep on doing. I just saw a Netflix show. It's another 6-episode limited series, and maybe we'll cover it next month. But it's just like, why? It's not enough time. It's just not enough time.
There's shows that have done it that I like. Yeah,
because you get a conclusion, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Then let's go see a movie.
Yeah, the thing I will argue, though, I think the shows that do this best are when each episode still does stand on its own.
Exactly.
That's when you can justify it as not a movie. Like, Fleabag is a show I talk about all the time, but that's 6.5 hours. But they add up to a greater plot, like the B thread that goes through the whole thing feels like a film, but there's also A stories that are almost like short films.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's, you have to be able to justify it, and to me, that's how you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this show? We can talk about other shows it's like. I just, with this pilot, I don't have much.
Well, you named two.
Yeah.
Two better examples for
I will say this also, too. If you decide to watch the last 30 minutes of the hour, you will get a lot of Save the Cat moments.
Okay.
I think the whole 30 minutes is like that.
Interesting.
I want to know your rating for the 30 minutes and your rating for after watching the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and rate the pilot now. I'm going to give this bad boy a 2.4.
Oh, I thought that's right.
So our rating is out of 5, right?
Out of 5.
So. Oh, you want me to go? I'm going to go 2.
Okay.
2.2.
I think that I agree with D'Angelo. I think the pilot's a 2 on the first 30 minutes. I think it's like a 3 on the last 30 minutes.
That's still not
well, if it
high.
Was like a full hour or just the second episode was better?
Just the second episode.
Interesting.
It's still kind of low. So yeah. Would you continue to watch it after watching the entire hour?
I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Because it's only 30 minutes.
Well, now she cheated, so she has to.
Well, keep us posted on whether or not you like it. And we'll keep you guys posted, too. You know, we're here every week. We're reviewing new pilots. We were a little lukewarm on Mr. In Between, which is fine. I'm hoping that some of you guys liked it, though, because one of my favorite things is for someone to come to me with a compelling argument as to why a piece of art is maybe missing something I'm not seeing. So I love that. I hope you guys love these discussions, too. If you do, you can comment down below, or you can reach out to us on Twitter. I am accessible on Twitter at the handle Jeffrey C. Graham.
I am also accessible on the Twitter and all across social media at Linda is so girly.
I'm not going to do that. You guys can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. And I am doing the You After Show, which we covered here a couple weeks ago. So if you want to talk more, I'm talking.
I support that. I'm glad you cut that off with you.
Thank you.
I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV or on Instagram at D'Angelo. What are we doing? We got Sorry for Your Loss.
Yeah.
We're reviewing that show for the past few weeks. So check us out tomorrow at 3 p.m.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be here next Wednesday at 9 p.m. with a new show, guys. I know it's fall TV, so we're rolling out a lot. So we're excited.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff to talk about. And hopefully we like next week's pilot more. But again, if you disagree, please let us know because we love to talk. We're always talking here at AfterBuzz TV and we're always here for you. So until next time, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.